Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by the Vacation Planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you want top-notch service and the best value for your vacation dollar, visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. Also brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality in either a vacation home or condo. Hospitality has a new name, and it's All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, this is Karen from Norwalk, Connecticut, and you're listening to the Mickey Milers Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 179 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. We have an interesting shout-out today.
We do, yeah. This isn't Disney-related, but we spent the day at Boston College, and we're going to spend tomorrow at Boston College because Runner's World has three races going on. Two of them were today, 5K and 10K, and then tomorrow's a half marathon. So I want to give a shout-out to some Mickey Milers who were there. Jennifer Teague von Hoffman is volunteering and also doing her second half marathon tomorrow. And Gail Savage was there with Kim Markey, and they both did the 5K and then raced back to the finish line and then started the 10K. And they were there with my son, Liam Scribner-McLean, who got a PR in his 10K. And we had listener Karen and Tom were there, too. So big shout out to all of them.
I want to add two more shout-outs, and one is to our friend Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons, because he gave a very special welcome to Liam when he finished, and I thought that was very nice of Rudy. And also want to thank Bart Yasso for chatting with us, and maybe we'll get Bart on the podcast to talk about stuff. So we want to give those two guys a lot of credit for what they did today. It was very warm. And we're looking forward to, seeing them again. So anyways, those are our shout-outs.
So this topic today doesn't have any buzz around it, right?
Oh, my God. So Michelle and I have wanted to do a podcast on this topic for a while, and we've had some crazy, crazy traveling weeks and busy weeks. So we've had to do recordings well in advance of when they were actually posted, and one in particular is when we did the some podcasts, and then all of a sudden there was an announcement from Run Disney. So we are going to do a topic today, but before I even get to that topic, I want to introduce our very, 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 very special guests. They have their own very, very nice podcast known as the WDW Happy Place Podcast. We are pleased and privileged to have our good friends, Mickey Miles, and fellow podcast colleagues, Ashley Kennedy Turner and Sam Turner. I guess I'm Ashley and Sam. I must be flustered because this is the first time I've had some very special guest podcasters on. Welcome.
Hey, thanks guys so much for having us.
Hey, thanks Mike very much. Thanks Michelle.
And what I want to say right off the bat is that if you have never ridden the Tower of Terror with Ashley and Sam, then you haven't lived.
So I appreciate that.
Before we begin, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast?
Well, we actually just hit our 100th episode of the WDW Happy Place podcast, and it was, quite honestly, it was birthed out of, really, we were inspired by another particular podcast of a group of guys, maybe you might have heard of them from WDW Today, but we've always been huge fans of you guys over there, and we just decided one day, you know what, as a married couple that doesn't have kids, that likes to travel to the world often, we have all these stories and adventures when we're down there. Surely we can't be the only ones that have these adventures without kids. So we thought, and plus we got a lot from our, coworkers and from people we meet going, wow, you guys go to Disney a lot. You know, well, is there a reason why you don't have kids? And we thought, you know, it'd be fun to have a podcast that kind of reflected that side of it. There's plenty of travel ones out there, and there's plenty of ones out there that kind of talk about all different types of aspects. But we thought we were going to kind of sprinkle the podcast land with our version of it. And that's what we do on a weekly basis. And it happens every Tuesday, and it's a lot of fun.
We really enjoy listening to it. It's very, very fun. So we highly recommend it.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. So are we ready for our topic?
We are. I know I am.
So let me see if I can frame this in. So Ashley and Sam did a very, very timely podcast show. I think it was show, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I think it was episode 99.
Yeah, it was actually it was 99, and it's a special show that we did. We call it I'll let Sam tell us what it is. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, so it's called the 10 and 6 episode.
10 and 6 is the little special meaning behind that is whenever we do something special or that's not a part of our weekly show, the 10 and 6 represents the price of the Mad Hatter's hat. So that's how we differentiate between a regular show and then one of our special shows. And because this topic was so like, oh my gosh, we dedicated it with a 10 and 6 show. So 99, 10 and 6.
You know, I saw 10 and 6 and I thought, okay, I'm going to ask them about it because I knew that you guys would be able to, you know, make me understand what it was about. I think that's a pretty cool idea. So let me frame this. Let me bring everybody back to February 25th. On February 25th, Run Disney made an announcement that there would be a superheroes weekend, race weekend, and it would involve the Avengers, and it was going to happen in November in Disneyland. Everybody got real excited, but there was more buzz because we kept on thinking, there's another race coming on, and we all know what that race was that we were hoping was coming on. Then on the 14th of May, Run Disney made an announcement for a very special challenge that was going to be tacked on to the end of the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend 2015, and that was the Castaway Key Challenge, January 2015, and that involves a 5K race and a cruise, and a lot of people got excited about it, and a lot of people signed up for it. Then, on the 27th of May, it happened. Run Disney announced a Star Wars half marathon weekend, which was going to take place in California at Disneyland and Disney and California Adventure, and on the 15th of January to the 18th, and it would involve a Star Wars 5K, Star Wars 10K, a half marathon, kids races, a Wookiee welcome party, and of course something that they're calling the Rebel Challenge, which involves the 10K and the half marathon. So with that, the buzz was over. There was a different buzz that came on, and everyone started talking about it. So Michelle, I'm going to turn to you first. When you heard let me start from the beginning. We talked about this for a lot. There was a lot of buzz in January, and I know that all of us had our own idea as to where this would take place and when this would take place. So do you want to share what you thought was going to happen?
Sure. So, well, first of all, when they talked about the Castaway Key race, I was really excited about that because I could tack that right onto my marathon weekend. So I signed up for that. And then right after that pretty much sold out. I think I'm not really sure if it sold out, but it was going really fast. Right after that, people had to pretty much commit to their cruise and sign up for that race. Right after that is when they announced the Star Wars race. And I think Ashley and Sam, you will agree that was a surprise for a lot of people because they had just announced the Avengers in Disneyland. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. You know, last year when we did the dopey, when Sam did the dopey, we actually tacked on a cruise of our own going, this is perfect. So I like to joke and say, you're welcome, Run Disney. You're welcome. You can pay off my student loan. So just send me a check. So, but that being said, when the announcement came out, so what I was actually really bummed that because we hadn't signed up, and I'm trying to backtrack a little bit here on our end. in January, we decided to forego this January for us personally. We said we needed to take a little bit of a break from January weekend, so we'll go ahead and skip this year. And then we're feeling really bummed when the Castaway Key 5K challenge, the official challenge, came out to tack on to that. We're like, oh, that's a real bummer. And
because you can't do that unless you're running a January race.
Correct. We were like, oh, it totally stinks because, wow, a little bit of, you know, heads up would have been great. And then to wake up on was it a Monday morning, right? Because I woke up to.
Yes, it was.
And so, which I, you normally race announcements, am I imagining this? But I'm so used to things happening on Tuesdays for some reason, but maybe that's just me. But we're in the car, we're heading to work together, and I flip open to Twitter and it is blowing up, like with Star Wars. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so I'm like, I go over to Run Disney's Facebook and I watch the Darth video and I'm like, oh man. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, now we have something to talk about for the next few days. We'll probably see something officially announced next week. But lo and behold, an hour after we get to work, the 9 o'clock hour, you know, there was an announcement. And I was just, I was completely flabbergasted for two reasons. And I don't know if you want me to go into that quite yet or not, but when we got an official announcement of where and when, an hour after a video, a kind of a teaser was released, I was just like, well, my head was spinning, quite honestly. I couldn't even keep up with what was going on at that point.
So one of the things that I went back and I looked at it, and I'm going to ask Sam to comment on this. What I noticed, Sam, was that when they announced the Castaway Key race, they announced it on the 14th of May, and they said registration is going to open up on the 23rd of May. Now, we know what happens on registration day for Run Disney races. Everybody goes crazy. So on the 23rd, the registration opened, and I don't know if it closed. I don't know. I didn't really pay any attention to it, but it was interesting that 4 days later, Star Wars was announced. So Sam, I'd like your opinion on this. Do you think that that was planned with a specific reason?
In this case, I don't think there's a lot of rationale, because before with like the Avengers announcement, there was a little bit of a time between the tease of the smash, the half, and there was just that little picture that they did. So they gave you some leeway. There was like, it seemed like weeks before they made an official announcement. And for this to just come up and all within the same day, I mean, because I know there'd been rumors circulating. People had put up, I guess, Active had done a placeholder, and people, you know, like anything that's a popular topic, people go and look for stuff on the internet to see what people have already, you know, trademarked. And in this case, looking for where does Disney got races pre-planned? And I think that was the shock, that it was all done within the same day. And I think for me, we were just blown away that it wasn't going to be during the May month type of period and, you know, not in Orlando, just because they had just done Avengers. And we know why that was selected to go out to Anaheim.
Right. And I think going back to what they were saying is that why would they make an announcement within 4 days of one thing closing and another thing opening? And if there was something strategic to that, I would say yes, there was, because I think they wanted people to be committed and unable to get out of their commitments to the marathon weekend and in their cruise and to the 5K. And then that way you were committed. So it was going to be really super hard for you to turn around and get out of that in order for you to jump on this new announcement. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is, I think, you know, people are really, there was a lot of buzz around the Star Wars thing. So people are very excited about the Star Wars idea. However, first of all, there was very little notice about when this was coming. Second of all, it was right after this Castaway Key. But the third thing that I think people were kind of scratching their head about, and Sam, you sort of alluded to this already, is that the Avengers race was already scheduled for November. That's a brand new race that's going to be in California. I'm going to that too. So is Mike. and so what was the expectation about where the Star Wars race was going to be?
Oh, I think there was no doubt in our minds, from our side and perspective, it was going to be a part of the Star Wars weekends in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, that would have made perfect sense to have it in May in Walt Disney World during Star Wars weekends when all those fans are there.
You know, what I want to do is I want to go back to what Sam said, and I don't know how many people out there caught this, but Sam said something that a lot of us thought of, and that was when the Avengers race weekend was announced, it was understood that it would have to be in California, because a lot of people may not know this, but when the Marvel deal was signed, Disney had to agree that there would not be an appearance by any Marvel characters in a Disney theme park east of the Mississippi. And that's for, like, I believe it was a 50-year clause. And so that pretty much said, if there was going to be an Avengers race, superheroes race, it's going to be in California, which led all of us to believe, as you just mentioned, that, well, it makes all the sense in the world to have a Star Wars themed race weekend in May to complement the Star Wars weekends, which are very popular, which bring in a ton of people. And so I think we were all floored by not just where it was being held, but when it was being held. And the other thing is that, and I'd love to hear you guys comment on this, from a marketing standpoint and from a revenue generating standpoint, I think they made a big mistake. You guys want to comment on that?
I think for when we went back, and so for me, it's about the why. If you can give me a why you came to the conclusion, or the why you're doing and holding certain races in certain places, if you can give me a solid why behind it, then I'll, you know, I have a tendency to go, okay, well, then we'll see how this works out, and knowing that there may be some opportunities to change things up. So when we don't have a solid why as to why the decision was made to have it in California and not Walt Disney World, that just starts, you know, you start down the road of, well, you start kind of doing your own research going, this doesn't make sense. And then you reach out to people, like, I know we reached out to two Disney travel agents and said, can you give us your perspective? And can you tell us what your thoughts are? And sometimes, you know, and somebody pointed this out to me, and I did not realize this, but the majority, if not all of the races in California are held on holiday weekends. So, and I did not know that until somebody told me, like I said. And so that, okay, there's that. So I'm thinking, well, if that's the case, then aren't the hotels and the parks already filled for the holiday weekends, for the long weekends? So why would you want to take something as large as Star Wars that really, in all honesty, and I'm not trying to create a left, you know, or West Coast versus right, you know, the, what am I trying to say?
East Coast, West Coast.
That thing, yeah. that old chestnut. So, but, you know, some people say, well, you know, what makes you think that Walt Disney World reserves the right to have the Star Wars race when California, you know, we're no less of a park to have it. And I'm not trying to say that that's the problem. I'm just trying to say that you have a solid base of Star Wars fandom here that has been there for 20 plus years. And this could have been a culmination. This could have been the cherry on top of this really awesome thing that's been built up. And it's an opportunity to bring in more, to fill more hotel rooms, to, you know, keep everybody busy, because in the conversations we're having with cast members in our most recent trips, we're no longer seeing downtime in the parks. The one cast member I spoke to said that within the past 14 months, they maybe had 2 weeks where they had downtime. And so, and my thing is that if the races are being held in California on holiday weekends, in my mind, the parks and the hotels should already be filled. So, I just can't figure out the logic, you guys. I mean, I'll let Sam jump in here.
Okay, I have a bigger conspiracy.
Oh,
okay. So a person who listened to our episode brought up the fact that this brought equality to the parks. This gave Disneyland, after this year, will have four races, and Disney World will have four weekends where they have races, therefore balancing out the actual races. My theory is this just leaves the door open that they could still come back and implement a May race for Orlando, and then create a special coast-to-coast medal that involves, like, a, you know, coast-to-coast Jedi medal if you do both Star Wars races, you know, because if they want to do it, that's the way Disney operates, because they know that no matter when they put these races on, they're always going to get 15,000 to 20,000 enthusiasts, runners, or fans of a particular genre to show up to their events.
Well, I wanted to bring up two things. Number one, the California field is a lot less, too. So you would think that they would want this race that there's been so much buzz about to be the place with the biggest field. But and the other thing, too, is the Star Wars weekends, because of all the celebrities from Star Wars who come, I would guess that people from California come to that one, too. So, yeah, it's really, really interesting. And I completely just lost my train of thought. Let me see what I was going to say. It was so wonderful. Oh, so another thing to think about, too, is they already opened up the registration for annual pass holders, and it sold out within, I don't know, minutes. It was really, really fast. I saw people all over social media saying that they tried to get in and they couldn't do it. And Run Dizzy just sort of knows that they're going to, as you said, Sam, that they're going to be able to sell these things out. People are already planning costumes and things like that. So I have another question, which is, how far can they go with all these races? I mean, we still know people, and we're going to a lot of them, who are doing all the different races. Are they going to push it with the Run Disney fans, where it's going to be a point that people are just going to throw up their hands? There are people throwing up their hands at this one. What do you think, Ashley?
For us, we've had to decide. So when we plan our trips, we have to plan every single penny. I mean, we have a very specific plan so we can visit the parks as much as we can. And honestly, you know, running has added a special element to visiting Disney. And it's a completely different trip when you visit Disney as a runner versus as just going down there to enjoy the parks. That being said, when they made the Star Wars announcement, I really, truly was really my emotions were running high. Because, and this is just my humble and my opinion, but I felt like, man, why do I feel like that Florida just got robbed of something really great? That this is something that should have just been bestowed upon them, and it made total sense. And that being said, Sam and I looked at each other and said, all right, where are we at with our Run Disney races? Where does this leave us? The penny pin, you know, we're the penny counting crowd who wants to get to Disney and Run Disney events as much as possible. What does this say to us about races? So we've come to the conclusion for us that at this point going forward, we're going to try to keep it as wide open for we're going to try to keep ourselves wide open for the inaugural events. So we can say that it's kind of a one and done for us. We've got them done. And once we haven't had a chance to hit, we'll go back later on and do them. For instance, we haven't had a chance to do Princess Weekend. So we'll go back later on and do that one, assuming it's there and they haven't changed anything. But for us, we had to make the conscious decision that since we can't do every race, that if we feel like that there's something coming down the pike and we want to do it, you know, then we're going to have to leave space and put money away to the side and just be ready. So when they do make an announcement, we can jump on it. The frustration for me was, I feel like if you could just give people more notice, you know, what's the harm in saying, hey, and let's go back to what Sam was saying a second ago. What if they did happen to announce a Star Wars challenge, an East Coast, West Coast with a special medal, and an Imperial challenge versus a Rebel challenge? And, you know, that's a great idea. That's a great marketing plan. That would work. I mean, you know, with that, you know what's going to happen. New Balance is going to end up coming out with some special Star Wars shoes. You know what's going to happen. So there's tons of marketing and tons of planning that can go into that. And if you give people more time, like us, these humble little guys sitting over here in Virginia, that gives us more of a chance to plan and be ready so that we can take advantage of it. Because I know that there are people who probably wouldn't have signed up and gone back to January if they had known or been given more notice that these things were going to happen.
That's exactly right. And I think that is, it's not that it's in California. It's not that, you know, they may not get a chance to sign up. That's the biggest thing that I heard people say is, why can't we just have a race calendar at the beginning of the year so that we can pick and choose which things are most important to us? Because I think a lot of people may have foregone the Avengers or some other race that they're doing to do Star Wars, and me included. And I'm not even a huge Star Wars fan. I like Star Wars, but I'm not as huge as some people are. So I think that's the biggest thing. Why don't we just have all the events so that we can sit down and plan? Why do we have to have these things kind of sneaking up on us? It just really doesn't seem fair.
I completely agree, Michelle.
Sam?
Well, I guess I can totally agree with you, because I think, you know, we had actually booked
the Dumbo Double Dare.
Sure did.
And now have to go back and actually hope that there's still time to actually defer it, because it's and the thing that's
because Marvel came up.
Because Marvel came up and we wanted to do it because it was inaugural. And I think what's frustrating to us is really the idea that, you know, with them, I understand that there's some logistics, but to me, they can sell these bibs after the fact without really hardly any effort. So I don't know why it would be so hard to say, you know, instead of defer, let me move this to another race within that calendar year, so that way I'm not having to then tie up more funds. I guess what I'm really concerned about is the other rumored of races that's going to eventually come out, you know, because everybody thinks, well, there's going to be a Disneyland in Paris half marathon eventually. So what's going to stop Disney from eventually doing one over in either Tokyo, Hong Kong, or Shanghai? And then you get the, you know, world challenge that you do if you do all, you know, the, you know, Europe, East Coast, West Coast of the U.S. and somewhere over in Asia at the time.
Oh, my God. My head hurts just thinking about it. Please, Sam, stop.
I mean, Run Disney knows they have people that will do it. And I know we all know people who will do it that we know that actually run in these events.
Michael Miller. Sorry. Rich Gehring. Excuse me. Sorry.
There's a conspiracy theory. There's a theory that I've been throwing around in my head for the last couple of days, and I haven't shared this with anyone, but I'm going to share it with all of you. And that is that I think the decision to put the Star Wars race weekend out in California was not a decision that was made by Run Disney. I think it was made by Bob Iger, and I'll tell you why. Because if you look at the official news release that was put out by Run Disney, they make a point almost at the very end to say that they said something like this. It says, the surging popularity of Run Disney events has created significant economic impact on the surrounding communities. For example, in Anaheim, it's estimated that the Disneyland half marathon weekend drives approximately, this is Disney telling, this is Disney saying this, drives approximately 20 million to 30 million in additional economic activity locally by attracting thousands of runners to Southern California. So if you think about that, Bob Iger, Run Disney, they become very good neighbors out there if they can provide that type of revenue on a weekend. So they've added two weekends, two $20 to $30 million weekends to that area. And I think, Sam, you had mentioned earlier, had made an observation that maybe they're trying to balance it out. And by balancing it out, not just with the races, but maybe with the revenue stream that they bring to the surrounding communities. When you think about it, they don't really bring that to all the communities in Orlando, because everything's on the properties, but they can be good neighbors. And we've all heard about the good neighbors out in California. So that's one of the theories that I think, you know, can be thrown about. And the last thing I want to mention before I turn it over to Michelle is I'm not sure about Disneyland Paris now, because I thought it was going to be in April, and I thought that they were going to announce it last January. I thought they were going to announce it for April 2015. I believe there's a Paris marathon in April, so I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it. And it also may be delayed because maybe it's a little bit more expensive than Disney thought they could pull it off, and the cost for the runners would be prohibitive. And I know that there are a lot of crazy people out there, Michael Miller, that might want to do something like that. But I think that even for Run Disney, they realize that, you know, the golden goose, you know, may be getting too close to being cut open if they do that. So those are my thoughts. Michelle?
Well, if those people are going to have economic impact in Disneyland, they would have it in Orlando too, because the same 26,000 runners and their families are going to come onto Disney property, but also they'll be in the surrounding area too, so maybe not as much. I'd like to know if we're going to be doing Disneyland Paris. I think if they put it out there that people will sign up, and I think you're right, Sam. I would go to Tokyo. I would go to wherever, you know, if I could do it, I would definitely do it. But I think that Run Disney should just ask the four of us. I think that yeah. they should consult with us. They should have us look at our calendars first before they make any announcement. Any final thoughts, Sam and Ashley?
I guess for what was, if you don't mind me asking, I would love to know. I mean, my initial reaction that morning it was announced for Star Wars was I was really speechless. And that was probably the best word I could use because I was like, am I? And I had to read the tweets over and over again. I had to really look at the tweets to make sure I was not losing my mind. I guess I want to know what kind of what through your heads when you saw the official announcement.
Well, for me, it was sort of like, oh, like a really good friend of mine is having a party, but I already have plans. So it was painful to watch, you know, like, oh, I'm already going away that weekend because I knew. I could actually, you know, in terms of my schedule, I'm off in January. I could actually, you know, theoretically do it, but just financially and the impact on my family, I just wish I had a choice. I really wish I had a choice because I definitely would have chosen that one. Maybe over January, you know, like Sam, I did the dopey. Maybe I would have done that instead. So that was my reaction. Mike?
Well, I think if you've read the blog I wrote, you can pretty much, you know what I felt. I think that the thing about the Star Wars race, and there was a little bit of a leak about a day or two before, but we thought that was just it was just maybe a false leak, and so when the official word came on, it was I guess I try to look at things from both sides, from the runner's perspective as well as the Run Disney perspective. And if I'm looking at it from the Run Disney perspective, I'm thinking about revenue. And I just couldn't figure it out. I think that if I were to do this, if I was the race director, I think I would have had, I think Ashley mentioned earlier, I would have had it on the very first weekend of Star Wars weekends. I would have had it the first weekend in May. Yes, it would be warm, but I would have it at night. Mm-hmm. And I think that would have worked. So that's my thought. Michelle?
The only other thing that I felt sad about and I feel sad about is that I won't get to see the costumes because although I'm not a person who runs in costumes, I would have loved to have seen what people come up with because there's already a buzz for people who are going or signed up or planning to sign up about what they're going to wear. And so I think it would have been fun. So we'll see. We'll see.
I was going to say, aren't you all excited about the fact that with Everest Challenge ending, that they're going to need to do a Na'vi race, an Avatar Land through Animal Kingdom at night? I mean, I know that's got to be coming too, right? Paint your body in blue as you run.
Everest isn't ending, though. It just won't go away. So please, Everest, end. And I've never even run the race. I don't know. I shouldn't say. I've been there to cheer, but I don't know. Who knows? Right. Our hands are up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen anymore. We're just playing along at home.
Avatar, Avatar, Avatar. So Ashley and Sam, any interesting episodes coming up before we let you go?
No, right now our biggest thing is we just had recently our 100th episode, like I said, and we had a movie review. We talked about Maleficent and all that good stuff. And we've just been really humbled over the past 2 years just to see all these things come together. And as you guys know very well, the challenges that come with doing a podcast, but it's a labor of love for sure. And with some more episodes coming up, we're going to be talking more and more as we talk about our training. We've kind of put our training being very transparent in our training and our diet and exercise, which is another kind of interesting place to be when you're sharing with people. You do it because you want to inspire people to know that you're not alone when you're trying to make better choices in life. So if you want to follow along and hear how we're doing in the next couple of weeks, come and tune in because we'll be talking about what our diets look like and what our exercise looks like and how we're doing.
She is Ashley Kennedy Turner. He is Sam Turner. Their podcast is known as the WDW Happy Place Podcast. And we thank you guys for coming on and sharing your thoughts about this wonderful Star Wars half marathon weekend.
Thanks, guys,
thank
so much.
Thank you guys very much.
So for Ashley Kennedy Turner and Sam Turner of WDW Happy Place Podcast and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we will see you on the road. This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by All Star Vacation Homes. If you are looking for the highest quality vacation home or condo for your next
Walt Disney World Vacation, then you need to visit them at www.allstarvacationhomes.com, where hospitality has a new home. And by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, nobody can give you better service and get more for your vacation dollar than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So for your next Disney or non-Disney vacation, visit them at MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.